Sunday the 1st of April, Easter Day. We got up this morning about 8 o'clock to find it somewhat dull, but soon after we set off it became fine and warm and remained so till well into the afternoon. We started at 10 o'clock, going northwest through Islip and bypassed Oxford by way of Kidlington, Bladen and Longhanborough, and regained the main road at Whitney. Here the road assumed a grand aspect as it swept alongside a beautiful valley, and we were lucky to have the wind mostly behind us till we reached Burford. This was a very charming town, built for the most part of yellow stone. By the way, this part of Oxfordshire seems to be overrun with dry stone walls, similar to those in Derbyshire. From here we took a smaller road to Lechlade, where we crossed the River Thames, a very small river here, about as wide as the Lea at Ware. This point, by the way, is in Gloucestershire. From Lechlade, we climbed up to Highworth on the Swindon Road and turned off through Shrivenham to Ashbury at the foot of the Marlborough Heights. We had a hard climb to the top, which when we reached it had an appearance similar to that of the Snake Pass near Glossop. It was very windy and getting on for dusk, so we put on our best speed for Lambourne, where, after some trouble, we were able to put up for the night. I, for one, was very tired, so after tea, we went straight to bed. Monday the 2nd of April. I awoke this morning with a thorough cold and aching all over, and did not enjoy the day one little bit. We took the main road to Newbury, passing another place called Speen, a hole, before reaching the former, and then left the main road at Thatcham, crossing Bucklebury Common through Bradfield and Tidmarsh to Pangbourne, where we hoped to recross the Thames, but couldn't find a bridge. So we took the main road to Reading, a horrible place with trams, where we couldn't get across either, and proceeded along the Maidenhead Road through Sonning and Twyford, and turned off through Marlow, whence, after a hard climb, we reached High Wycombe at a few minutes to 7 o'clock. We met Mum and Dad outside the station, and they looked after the bikes while we went down to Lyons's for something hot to drink. We were back at the station by 7:15 and caught a train for Paddington. Owing to an accident on the line from Marylebone that morning, all the trains for the rest of the day had been thrown out of gear, and our train arrived at Westbourne Park at nearly 9 o'clock. We had to change at Westbourne Park and did not reach home till after 10 o'clock. I went straight to bed. Tuesday the 3rd of April. I feel rotten today. I came to work, but couldn't concentrate at all. Thursday the 5th, Friday the 6th, and Saturday the 7th of April. I have combined these 3 days as I stayed away from work and really was ill. George came on Friday night, but I couldn't attend to him. He took away with him all the papers relating to the super hit. Sunday the 8th of April. I do feel a little better today, but Mum seems to have caught the complaint. I helped Dad fix up a buzzer for Mum to ring from the front door. I still have a bad headache. Monday the 9th of April. I resume work today, though I didn't feel like it first thing this morning. Mum seems no better and spent the day as yesterday in bed. Wednesday the 11th of April. Dad had a day off and got the doctor to call and see Mum. He says she has had the flu. We took a little revision in brickwork tonight. We have exams in building science and construction on next Tuesday and Wednesday, respectively, whilst geometry follows on the succeeding Monday. I've been too ill so far to do much swatting. Thursday the 12th of April. I was so tired tonight I went to bed at 8:30. I'm pleased to say Mum seems brighter. Friday the 13th of April. A glorious day. The rest of the time since Easter has been dull, though this week has been warm too. I went to see Turkey Time at the premiere. It starred Ralph Lynn, Tom Walls, Robertson Hare and Mary Brough. It was very good, though not so funny as I thought it would be. Mum seems a lot better today. Saturday the 14th of April. Mum was so much better, she did a little work. I spent the afternoon cleaning the front doorstep down and polishing the knocker and brass doorknobs. It's not my ideal as regards work. We had a good variety concert on the radio tonight. Reminiscences of the past 12 years. The featured stars were Norman Long, Elsie and Doris Waters, John Henry, Clapham and Dwyer, Mario Di Pietro, The Roosters, Helen Millay, Tommy Handley, The Eight Stepsisters, Henry Hall and his band, and others. Tuesday the 17th of April, the science exam took place tonight. We had 8 questions with no choice, and they were mostly descriptions interspersed with a few calculations. It was simply a grind all the evening. We compared results afterward, and I don't feel too frightened about the result. Wednesday the 18th of April, building construction exam tonight. 10 questions given, of which 6 had to be done. I answered on an X-shaped skewer, skirting, some carpentry joints, an angle in Flemish bond, a section through a windowsill, etc., and 3 steps of a staircase. We again compared answered after the show, and though I found I'd made a few mistakes, I was able to pick a few of the others up over 1 or 2 things. Thursday the 19th of April. It was somewhat cooler on Tuesday and more so on Wednesday, so much so that I wore my overcoat today. It went hotter again, however, today, much to my discomfort. I took advantage of a brief excursion this afternoon to call at the CTC office and get this year's handbook. I also ordered a copy of the new Kuklos annual. I've been thinking some time, and since Easter matters have been brought to a head, of investing in a new bike. The one I have is too heavy, really, and after a few miles, say 60, one begins to feel it. My idea is to order a bike, I'll have to get it on instalments anyhow, in time at least for my holiday this year, last week in June and first in July, if I can manage it. The bike, to be reasonably light, have a Sturmey Archer 3-speed with hub brake, a hub brake on the front wheel, and 1¼-inch tyres, handlebars to be shallow drop, about 2.5 inches, what type I'm uncertain of at present, a spring seat saddle, probably Terry CTC. I'd like the frame to be finished bright blue, the mudguards white celluloid, and the handlebars white celluloid covered. As regards the size of the frame, I'm uncertain, but I think I'd like a 24-inch. So far as I've seen from catalogues, frames don't seem to go much above 22-inch as far as lightweights are concerned. Now I've found at least one bike to conform with the above conditions, and that is manufactured by Bates Brothers, the people from whom I got my present bike. After a little calculation, I find it works out at about 4 shillings per week. I picked up a fine programme from the Midland Regional tonight. It was a programme arranged by the vicar's wife and the schoolmaster of a village, Clunbury by name, on the banks of the River Clun in Shropshire. I found it on the map. It was really one of the best things I've heard for a long time. There were a discussion on poaching, another on gardening and farming, talks by many of the local folk on their conditions and ways of earning a living, followed by songs, and it really did sound as though they were enjoying themselves. Friday the 20th of April. Summertime starts up again on Sunday, and with it the BBC is proposing to adopt the 24-hour clock. In this scheme, it will number the hours from midnight to midnight. This, of course, presents no difficulty as far as the hours before noon are concerned, but after midday it will seem somewhat strange. All the same, do not be surprised if I unconsciously burst out into classes at 19:30, home at 22:10, or tea at 17:30, though the last seems very remote. There are several arguments supporting the departure and several against, but personally I cannot find any that say definitely why the scheme should not be adopted. Saturday the 21st of April. I went round to Bates's this afternoon and ordered one of their ideal models to conform with my remarks under Thursday's heading. The price works out at £9.08 and 6 cash down, but as I am having it on instalments, I have deposited £1 and have to pay 4 shillings per week for 49 weeks, and one final payment of 1 shilling, which works out at £10.17 altogether. I signed an agreement to that effect and got Dad to stand as guarantor. The bike will be ready on the 11th of May next. Monday the 23rd of April. Had the geometry exam tonight. Fair paper with a decent choice. I finished well before time and filled up the remaining space by copying out the question paper. I wasted half an hour trying to do a problem with a cone and finally had to leave it out and do another question instead. Of course, it must happen that after I'd filled up one side of a sheet and worked out a massive problem on the other side full of points which had to be marked, old Williams tells us that we are to work on one side only of our papers. Tuesday the 24th of April. Typical April day as far as showers go. We have a heavy shower about every 2 hours. It grows monotonous after a time. There's not much sign of the drought abating yet. I went to the tech tonight to get my math result. 85%, less than last year, and only a first class pass. Wednesday the 25th of April. I went for the last time to night school, at least till next September. I got 83.3% for construction, better than I expected. I left my name at the inquiry office for a report to be forwarded on. Thursday the 26th of April. I picked up a talk in English on Denmark, the land of the sea kings, from Kalundborg, relaying Copenhagen tonight, but it developed into an advertisement to spend a holiday in that country, instead of a brief history, as I thought. 28th of April. Listened to the cup final this afternoon. A very exciting game. Even the commentator so far forgot himself as to nearly short the mic by shouting so loud when one goal was scored. I suppose it's because I'm looking forward to that bike, but this last week has dragged. It seems as though May itself will never come, let alone the 11th.